can ask a few questions if you want to, if you have any questions that you didn't, any of you didn't get a chance to ask questions during the day.
I'm curious about how you found out the characters that now you meet people in Las Vegas.
No, tell the truth, I was only there 2 days. I only met one retired showgirl who was raising peacocks out in the desert. And I think that gave me the idea for the whole novel, the notion that someone who had spent all her life wearing these feathers was raising peacocks. It really seemed wonderful to me. She was very evangelical. She was a born-again showgirl who held regular baptisms in her swimming pool. And I don't know, it just sort of hit me right. And I didn't meet anybody, really, basically. I go to bed at 9 o'clock every night normally, and showgirls get, you know, nothing starts in Las Vegas by that hour, so I really just sort of wandered around during the day for a couple of days. But I did meet the one showgirl and saw her with her peacocks, and I think I didn't get to read any of the stuff about Harmony and the peacocks, but there's a lot of it in there. It's just lucky, you know, you get good accidents and bad. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
Well, I enjoyed writing this book. As I said, as a preliminary, I've been writing books for several years that I haven't particularly enjoyed writing. I mean, they may have some interest, but they bore me when I'm writing them. This book didn't. It's a matter of switching into a voice that you really like, I think, and that's refreshing to you, and Harmony's just was for me. I don't know how I feel about it 2 years from now or even 6 months from now, but when I did it, it immediately felt right, and I knew I wasn't going to write a screenplay. I knew I was going to write a novel, and I really wrote it very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy. Very difficult. Very difficult. You have to be very persistent. And have a little. No, this will be out in about May or June. Well, I felt right away that if I couldn't create these characters in the screenplay form, because the screenplay form has a lot of serious limitations, it's very difficult. And what I proposed to the studio was that they let me do a sort of novel, what might be called a treatment, but in fact, it wasn't even a treatment. A treatment is a sort of extended synopsis. And I really wanted to write the characters. So I wrote the characters, wrote it as a novel, offered it to the studio. Turns out what they really wanted was 9 to 5 goes to the Flamingo or something like that. So they were appalled by this because it was basically, in their terms, a very depressing story about this aging woman getting fired and being replaced by her daughter. So there was never any serious consideration of it being a movie once I figured out that I wanted it to be about Harmony and Pepper. I started with the option of doing it as a screenplay and just immediately abandoned it. I mean, within a sentence, I was gone. Well, you can't internalize as easily. I mean, this is mostly a kind of internal-external monologue in the voice of Harmony. Now, I didn't read you any of Pepper. How the novel is actually laid out is in alternating sections, one in the Harmony's point of view and the next one in Pepper's point of view, and one in Harmony's point of view and the next one in Pepper's point of view. And they are describing what's happening as they go through their day, but they're also very internalized so that reflections and moods and feelings about boyfriends, present and past and upcoming, all are sort of mixed in. Now, you can't do that easily in a screenplay. You have to make separate shots for each of those things. You have to distinguish between what has happened and what might happen and what's inside and what's outside. I just couldn't do it. It's just, I could reduce this novel now to a script. It would be a very reductive act. It wouldn't represent the novel very fully. But I could make a dramatic adaptation of it, which would at least deal with the conflict between Pepper and Harmony. And it wouldn't make a bad movie, but it'd make a very uncommercial movie. So it probably won't happen.
How'd you choose all the different names?
That's kind of the fun part. I've always thought that's really the most fun part of really the fun part of writing is getting the names and fitting the names to the characters. And sometimes you change around, but I think this time I really didn't. I don't think I changed a single name. I just went right through it. And the names, you know, if you respond to a milieu like Las Vegas, I didn't hear those names. I don't remember hearing any of those names while I was in Las Vegas. But if you respond to it, sometimes I get names in a lot of different ways. Sometimes I'll go through a library and I'll just take one name off one book and another name off another book. I'll keep on doing that until I get names that fit together. But this time I didn't do it. I just sort of made the names up as I went along. Mm-hmm.
Writing a screenplay,
try to be a bookseller. I don't think it will cease to be fun altogether, but it's definitely, it's like any profession that you practice for a long time, you will feel different ways about it at different stages of your life. If you teach for 20 years, or if you run a company for 20 years, or if you plow for 20 years, you're not going to feel exactly the same about it 20 years down the road as you did when you plowed your first furrow, probably. No, I had written, those essays are all essays that deal in one way or another with Texas, and about four or five of them, I think five if I remember correctly, were commissioned essays. That is, I would be sent to there's an essay about an old fiddler's convention. I was just asked to go to the old fiddler's convention and write about it. There was an essay about the Astrodome, there's an essay about the movie HUD, and three or four others that I was just asked to go and write about just for magazines. I did that. I mean, I wrote about five essays. In the process, during the years which those essays were written, I had written three novels, Horseman Passed By, Leaving Shine, The Last Picture Show, which dealt essentially with my rural and small-town experience in Texas. And by the time I finished, I had been living in the city for 10 years or more. And I sort of wanted to look in a discursive way at the same body of material that I had looked at already, treated already in an imaginative way in the novels. So I decided to do a book, and I've filled in about four essays that I wrote specifically for that book and sort of strung them together in some sort of in reasonably consistent pattern about Texas. That's how it came about. I mean, no, I can't say that I enjoyed writing that at all. I find writing nonfiction very much different ballgame from writing fiction. Writing fiction for me is a semi-conscious activity which can't really be called intellectual. I mean, something like this, I'm not thinking about anything. I'm really simply attempting to visualize Harmony and Pepper and Myrtle and Jesse and Gary and what they're doing. And it's it's an intense kind of visualization. And meanwhile, my fingers are typing, but I'm not paying any attention to the sentences that are typing. I'm paying attention to trying to get the picture in my head as sharp as possible. That's an emotional mental activity, I guess. But to write an essay, which you have to put a logical sentences one after the other, is a very different thing. I wrote this at a pace of 10 pages a day, and I can barely write 2 pages a day. It takes me twice as long to write 2 pages of an essay every day than it would to write 10 pages of this. For one thing, I'm not allowed the liberty of being out of myself. You know, the great joy of writing fiction is that it allows you to make up things. It's not that you're using your own experience very much, it's that you're literally making up things, and it's like an actor escaping into a role, in a way. You're allowed to escape into the various characters that you create. In an essay, that doesn't pertain. In an essay, it's you in your own head and making up sentences that make sense, that actually say something about whatever subject you've undertaken in the essay. That's a lot harder. Well, I grew up in read the three novels. It's pretty well covered. I just grew up in a small town in West Texas, a very small town, the one that was used as a location in The Last Picture Show, if you happen to see it. And my basic experience, this happened in the 50s, when definitely the movement was away from the land and the small town, when the cities were sucking people in, and therefore traditions that were agrarian, soil traditions, were basically being replaced with urban traditions. And I was interested in that transition because it's a transition which produces a lot of interesting conflicts in families, in people of different ages, between generations, and etc. Difference between rural and urban. More or less, that's why. I'm afraid absolutely nothing, absolutely none. It's not the first time that comment has been made to me. I don't say that to scorn the comment, because three other scholars have said that very same thing. And I I didn't know about the Fisher King at that time, but if I in any way used that myth, it was extremely subliminally. Because, again, The Last Picture Show was a quickly written book. It was written in about 5 weeks in one summer. Again, it was a case of switching off a very long book, the book that eventually became Moving On, baffled by that book and stumped by it and realizing that it wasn't going right, although I'd done four drafts of it. I switched off to this little rather simplistic book and wrote it quickly without thinking about it at all. Now, whether, I don't even remember, that would have been in 63 or 64, whether I had been reading, you know, Fraser recently, I don't recall. I'm sure I wasn't conscious of it. Doesn't mean that, you know, that the connection isn't there. Yes, I had a very interesting discussion with a theologian who read the book in terms of the Trinity. And I've forgotten the whole argument, but it was interesting. When I looked at it, I could sort of see it, but I certainly didn't think of it at the time.